Good afternoon. My blog for today is called The Cat with Two Lives, and it's split up into three parts because it's a really interesting story. Here we have a cat happily getting on with his family who decided one day to go exploring and venture further out into the world to a place he had never been. How exciting, thought the cat, to be able to step out of his comfort zone and broaden his horizons. He was happy where he was, but he wanted adventure and to seek out that which he knew was out there, but hadn't ever had the nerve to go see it before. And so one day he set off into the bush and decided to walk and walk until he found what was on the other side of all these trees. The sky was blue, the sun was warm, the birds were singing. It was the perfect day to trot out. After a sumptuous breakfast, our Simba headed out through his cat flap and set off. He looked both ways as he approached the end of the path. No cars anywhere in sight. The road was clear. He tentatively put his right paw onto the bitumen. Then quickly looking back to his home, he put the other paw out, and he was off over the stony ground that was warming as the sun rose. Yes, a very pleasant day for a walk, he thought, and off he bounded into the trees and away along the path well worn by adventurers who had gone before him. At the edge of the woods there were several houses, and he spied one that felt good to him even from this distance. The door was open, and so in he went, searching, sniffing, taking in all of these lovely new smells. He went through another door and saw a very welcome sunlit patch on a well-worn couch. Oh, that looks inviting, he said to himself. It's been such a long walk this morning. And so up he jumped, circled around, and settled down with the warm sun bearing down upon the best spot he could find. Soon he was fast asleep. After a while he became aware of someone watching him. Sleepily he opened his eyes. He couldn't sense any danger, therefore his movements were slow and drawn out. He looked around and saw human legs in his forward vision. Looking up, he saw a kind smile and a face that seemed to be surrounded by a circle of light. Sure enough, there was Shirley, and he knew he was safe. "Hello, pussycat. Where have you come from? So, you like our couch, huh? Would you like something to drink?" And that's the end of part one. And I like to thank you for reading my blog and ask you to comment below and to share my link. And this is Debbie Nicholson.